Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Hello, thanks for joining in again to the Divorce Collective podcast. My name is Danielle Young. I'm the Senior Associate here at Collective Family Law Group. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited. We have got, I've got the absolute pleasure and delight of speaking with Joshua Pennell from Prosper Advisory Financial Services. He's a dad of 4 and a new puppy, Lenny, a business owner, beach lover and financial advisor who's been in the finance game for over 20 years. So I guess fittingly, Josh's other name is the Family Finance Guy. His goal is to help families and businesses owners achieve financial freedom and lead a more rewarding life. He's an expert financial commentator on Radio 94.1 FM, has a number one bestseller book called What Parents Want, and is featured in many mediums, including some of Australia's most successful financial podcasts. So he's a superstar. How's that for accolades? I'm excited to have you here, Josh, because I genuinely believe that you can provide and help us provide some information to families going through the separation process. So thank you for joining me, Josh.
Thanks, Danielle. Great to be part of it.
So I guess, a little bit about this podcast. We do short snippets so that we can help parents or families or just parties, they might not be a family, sort of going through that separation process. Now, as a lawyer, we can't give them financial advice, but yep. We strongly encourage them to go out and get some financial advice, talk to people like yourself in the game about financial planning and different ways they might be able to structure their assets post-separation. I've followed you for a while on LinkedIn, and as far as I'm concerned, you're the guru. So, like I said, I'm stoked to have you here because finance is not my superpower, but certainly seems to be yours.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely been a passion of mine, just something I was sort of naturally good with numbers and started investing myself when I was 15. So it's just been a big part of my life. And yeah, I just love the way that when it's done right, it can help people create better lives. So that's
absolutely
that's really what it's all about.
Bit of financial security. That's what everyone wants, right?
Exactly.
So can you just tell me what role can, because I think, well, I'll say this. We often, like I said, refer people and we try and encourage them to go see financial advisors. A lot of people will say, we don't need that, we've agreed, it's all good. And they don't really, I think, understand the value of having sort of financial planning as a strategy and on their side. So can you talk to me and our listeners about what role financial planning can play in separation of assets?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, I think depending on the situation, like some people are lucky enough to be able to go through a divorce quite amicably and just really have got to kind of tick the boxes and get the legal work completed, and they can do that in a friendly manner. In other cases, it's more acrimonious and challenging. So, but I'd say regardless of the scenario, and I've had both in my office recently, I sat down with a couple together where, there's a bit of emotion involved and one party is hurting a bit about the fact the relationship is over, but he's mature enough to know that no one's going to win by getting in a 2 or 3 year fight that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. So in their case, it was about helping them get clear on what their goals are for life after separation, not just financially, but overall. Where are you going to live? What do you see yourself doing? How long for? When do you want to retire? In their case, they actually wanted to retire quite soon. And
don't
so in terms of their in terms of their options of other things they might agree on with other assets, that helped guide my advice to them because it was clear that finding ways to create liquid assets and get more money into superannuation and so forth, particularly given based on their age as well, that made a lot more sense. So for them to be able to have a really open, productive conversation that was focused on their actual goals versus being focused on, well, I'm stuck in this really hard, difficult, painful divorce process, it really changed their thinking around where they're going versus where they might feel stuck right now. And it also, you know, quite significantly changed the way they're going to approach it. And then just as a complete aside, within the last 2 minutes of that meeting, I found a way for them to save $40,000 in tax, which was literally just the last little comment. And I said to them, oh, have you done this? And they said, no. I said, oh, well, you should look at blah, blah, blah. And it saved them $40,000 in tax.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
You know, it's just people don't realize what they don't know about how different systems work, whether it be the tax system, superannuation system, investments, a whole bunch of other things. So that's where the benefit comes from. But definitely one of the biggest things is just allowing people to create the time and space to have a really productive conversation about what they want for their life going forward and the best way to achieve that, and do that with someone who has the financial knowledge but also has the knowledge around, you know, I've got four kids, I've been through a divorce myself.
Yeah,
I understand what people are going through. And it's about just, yeah, having a very thoughtful, supportive, caring sort of environment to take people through that.
Yeah.
As I said, that instance was a couple. Most cases it's one person, but it's the same scenario. It's like, all right, yeah, this isn't great right now, but that's all right. Let's look forward. Let's bring some positivity to this. We're going to get through it.
Love that, yeah.
In the span of your whole life, it's going to be just a little blip on the radar. So, yeah, let's go. Come on. This is, we're going to have a great future. And what financial resources have you got to give yourself the best life going forward for yourself or your kids or whoever it might be?
Yeah, I love that. I take a similar approach with on a legal aspect. You know, things didn't work and that's okay. And to really try to focus on people with flicking their mindset, you know, bringing that positivity as much as you can. You know, I'm not saying that separation's not difficult, but, you know, starting to sort of change the way that we think about things obviously can help us in different directions. And so it sounds like the same over there with you. And I think, am I right that most people, you know, I think would leave you being surprised in because I guess tell me what sort of things that you found that people haven't really thought of themselves. You already said the tax debt side of things, but have you got any other examples when separated parties, either it's both of them or one of them, sort of come to you? Is there a common theme of things that they haven't really thought about?
Yeah, I'd say one common perhaps sort of myth or misunderstanding for people that haven't seen a financial advisor is that they think it's all about the money and an advisor is going to talk about all the money and it's going to be what makes the most financial sense. But with the way we approach it, it's not about that. That comes last. I don't start talking to someone about the actual money until I understand where they're at now and where they want to go for their life.
Right.
And the financial side of it is just a resource to help them achieve the things they want. So that'd be one thing. Is the discussion is more about it factors in the emotions of what they're going through. It factors in the lifestyle needs, whether it's keep the home or sell the home or what makes sense. It factors in the kids if that's relevant. All those different things come into the conversation. So that'd be one key point. The other thing is very few people are, you know, say they're a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer or whatever they do for a job, very few of us are an expert in another field. So, you know, that's why I went and got a family lawyer for my divorce, and that's why I get the mechanic to fix my car and all these other things.
Yeah.
But it's just opening people's awareness up to how to structure how they manage their money. Most people haven't been taught that. Unfortunately, in the education system in Australia, there's very little about financial education. So showing people how they can really maximise their position without necessarily putting in that much more effort is often a real eye-opener for people. Helping people paint the vision of what they want and then putting the relevant strategies and investments in place to achieve that through a consistent, repeatable plan, I think is one thing that most people don't have and they find very powerful and quite sort of liberating, and it really just takes a weight off their shoulders. The other thing is things like different software and tools to actually project forward the potential outcomes of different decisions and someone's position in the future is something that people don't normally have access to themselves, or the ability to know what variables to plug into all that. So, yeah, they're probably some of the main examples that I find are where people can get value and feel a lot more secure and comfortable and less stressed about money by going through that process.
And interestingly enough, you mentioned, you know, software and sort of a that resource sort of things, because over on your website, over on Prosper Advisory, you've actually created a divorce and sort of separation page for, you know, which is awesome, because like I said, we can't give people financial advice. We can only sort of guide them and lead them in those directions. But I can see on your website, in that divorce and separation page, you've got things like the divorce checklist. You've got some calculators there, you know, and some, I think it's an income and expense calculator, and sort of those are wonderful resources that some people might just, they're just not aware of. And one of the ones particularly that I think might interest our listeners and sort of people in that family law sphere going through separation, is you guys have got a divorce and advice package that you sort of put together, which I think is amazing. I think, you know, what a service to be able to offer, because finances are overwhelming to a lot of people, me included. Numbers, you know, numbers are evil. No, they're not. but I think the way that you guys, and I'll let you speak to that package and sort of what it entails, but I think that having that service for especially people going through separations can be really, really valuable and at really minimal cost to them. So do you want to talk us through that sort of resource that you've got?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, people can jump on and grab any of those items for free. You don't even have to put your email address in. We're not trying to get you on an email list and spam you or anything like that. It's really just based around adding value to people, giving them tools that we know are helpful. Some people will download those tools and go, oh, hang on a minute, I need Josh to make sure this gets done anyway. So that's sort of really what it's about, is if they need the help, they'll ask. If they don't need the help, that's cool too, and hopefully it's useful. So that's the thinking behind it, is we do know the sorts of information that you as the lawyers and the process are going to require the client to put together. That may or may not be the best use of your time, and also may not be the best, your best area of expertise. So if the client can do that through our templates, or if they want our help to do it, that's getting that done and it's unavoidable. What we normally also add to that process, if we do it with the client, is when we're listing down different things like income, expenses, assets, liabilities, normally each of those things is going to have a follow-on requirement. So, okay, you're telling me the property is worth X, well, prove it. You've got to go get an appraisal done. All right, you're telling me the car's worth X, prove it. You're going to need a, you know, a red book evaluation. You know, you're telling me you're not sure on a lot of these numbers, go away. You're going to have to find these figures. So we'll actually guide, essentially give them an action items list of things to get done through that discussion. The checklist is a really helpful one to just help people be more aware of the various items to think about completing and make sure they're not missing anything. So, you know, a common one might be not many people sit around looking at their superannuation every day and maybe got their ex nominated to receive the funds if something happens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's an asset that doesn't form part of your estate. So if that doesn't get tidied up directly with your super fund, then it's still going to go to that place. So, you know, that checklist is about making people aware of those issues and considerations.
Bring it to the forefront, and we do that, you know, when we provide our advice as well. We can't do financial advice. That super one's a really big ticket item for me as a family lawyer. You know, I always tell them, go and check that out with your super fund. Find out who that binding nomination is, because you might be going through the separation process, but if something happens to you tomorrow and your former spouse is there and it might not necessarily be where our clients want it to lie anymore, it's something that people, you're right, don't really put their mind to.
Yeah, exactly right. And other common ones can be, you know, say you've got one party in a relationship who's running a business and might have that structured through company or trusts. You know, has someone been a shareholder or a director or a trustee or having income distributed to them, which makes sense from a tax perspective but isn't appropriate going forward? Yeah. Many people are just in a happy relationship. They sign the forms saying, oh, yeah, sign here, but you maybe need to wind back a lot of those things now, and people don't actually know what it's all meant.
Yeah.
So that's what the checklist is for. And then the offering around initial engagement and meeting with the client, really that came about because what's common in the financial planning industry is really an all or nothing approach. So people either don't work with a financial planner, or they do a very detailed plan that encompasses everything.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going through a divorce and you haven't settled that divorce yet, that financial plan is pretty much worthless, or it's only useful for 6 months.
Yeah.
Because when you then settle your divorce and your whole position is now changed, you need to do another one.
Yeah.
So that's why we changed how we're approaching it. So what we do now with clients that haven't fully settled is we'll say, let's meet essentially on an hourly rate type basis, and let's focus on your key priorities. Is it getting clear on your current numbers? Is it asking questions around what should I propose as a settlement? Mm-hmm. What are some of the considerations of that settlement, such as, all right, I might keep the home and someone else might keep an investment property, but one of those assets has capital gains tax attached to it and the other doesn't. These sorts of questions, just giving people a sounding board to get a lot of uncertainty out of their head and stress out of their body to at least start heading in the right direction. Because I find, and I'm not sure about if you find the same, but because this can be such a big stressful event, many people just get sort of paralyzed. They can't act because it's just like, I don't know where to start and I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
And can I please just go and sit on a tropical island and escape?
Yeah.
And I know I felt like that at times myself.
Yeah.
So we're there to take them from point A to B or C, and then they can keep going to D, E, F and eventually get to the end. But you've got to take those first steps. So that's why we put that together, and it involves all the information's on our website as well, but it involves us having a one-hour meeting with them. During that meeting, we can discuss whatever's relevant to them, whatever's key to them. If they want us to put together some of the key financial data with them, because we do it every day, we just smash it out, get it done. That's great too.
Yeah.
We'll also have a half an hour meeting with yourself so that you and the client are all sharing the relevant information. It's about us working as a team.
Yep.
And we charge $750 for all the templates, the tools, the resources, plus all of our time from those meetings.
Yeah.
And we've deliberately structured it in a very transparent, low-cost way so that people are willing and able to take it on, because, as I said, once they get started, they'll be able to really forge forward from there.
Yeah. And I think the key, for me when I noticed that package was that offer of meeting with the lawyers as well. So, again, we're not financial advisors. You know, we know of these things, and clients come to us and they say, oh, yeah, you know, husband or wife, whatever the case may be, is going to keep the business. I'm going to keep the, you know, the property that we've, you know, rented. And I say, well, have you thought about that capital gains is going to play an impact to that? Well, no, I haven't. Well, we're going to need to know what that capital gains is for you. You know, have you put your mind to, can you afford it? Can you afford to take over the mortgage repayments, you know, that you've been having potentially for most of your life? And so we can do that. But what I think the uniqueness of them going to you to that, but then you sitting down with them and with their lawyers, is that we can ask questions as well that might have been missed, or as lawyers, not as financial advisors, we can ask questions that we need to be structured into orders and things like that as well.
Yeah.
Or we can, you know, I know you guys do business valuations. You know, we can look at that and ask you some questions because, again, you know, business valuations tend to sometimes look a bit like Japanese language.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so I think that's a really unique part about that package. So super helpful, I think, for clients. And like I said, I think it's about I'm a kind of rip the Band-Aid off kind of lawyer. You know, let's power on, let's get through it. I know it's emotional, but this is, we've got to do it, right? So, and we might as well do it, you know, as amicably as we can, as quickly as we can for you without rushing you, because there are better things on the horizon, you know, I can promise you that. But sending them to someone like yourself who is highly qualified to be able to answer all those questions, I think is, I think that's missing. I think people just don't put enough value on going and seeing people like yourself.
Yeah. And as I said, like when you're only committing $750, there's clarity over what you're going to get for that money. And that's essentially all you're risking. That's why we deliberately developed it because, yeah, some people just don't know what a financial advisor can do for them. So let's get them in the room, show them the value, and then if we never see them again because they feel like that got them moving and that's all they need or want, that's fine. But it's just such a better solution than, as I said, the traditional financial planning way, which is a very detailed plan which costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But that's not what people need at that point.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, they might just need to know which asset am I better off keeping, right? What works best for me, you know?
Some people are pretty onto things, like, but they still want to just double check. So I just want to make sure I'm not going to trip myself after here. And so there's a whole range of reasons why and a whole range of different client types that it can be helpful for.
Yeah. Anything else that you sort of want to deliver to our listeners specifically in that separation space before I let you go and enjoy your weekend? I know you've got the kids to pick up. Does Lenny go on the school drive or?
He does sometimes. So Lenny's our 8-month-old golden retriever.
Yeah.
He absolutely loves getting out and about. He's quite the pest at school pickup, but the kids absolutely love it. So I try and take him whenever I can, but. No, I think the main message would be that, you know, the sooner you get moving on things, the better. Get the right support team around you, whether that's your best friend who's your person to talk to, whether that's the counsellor, family lawyer, financial advisor. You know, obviously there's things like mediation and so forth. But just like you said, as hard as it can be, I sort of agree with you in the sense of you kind of just do have to rip the Band-Aid off. And having now been well past it, you know, quite a few years past it myself, I'm now in a happy relationship, blended family. You know, I'm a good example that people will and do get through it. And whatever your future best life looks like, the sooner you can start moving towards that in every form, you know, emotionally, with the legal process, with your finances, the better off you'll be. So that would be my main piece of advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again for your time today. I appreciate it immensely. I'm sure there's hours and hours and hours of things as a financial advisor that you could help me with and help our listeners with and all those things, and maybe we'll get you back on. But for now, thank you so much. Pleasure having you.
No, thanks so much, Danielle. And one thing I didn't mention was with free resources and so forth. I've also written a book that you mentioned, and I've actually made my book completely free as well on the website. So
awesome. What Parents Want book, isn't it?
What Parents Want. So any parent, whether you're happily married, going through a divorce, you finish your divorce, whatever it means, I've been through every phase.
You've been through all those scenarios.
Grab the book, and I'm really confident you'll get a lot out of it.
And where would they grab it, Josh?
So it's on the Prosper Advisory website as well.
Yeah.
They just need to. There's a tab for separation and divorce, and there's a separate tab called the Family Finance Guide,
Which
is where people can find me. you know, whether it be on socials or whatever.
Perfect.
And that's where there's a link to the book through there.
Awesome. Excellent. We'll send, yep. We'll put a link with our things and send people over. It sounds like an awesome book. I might even go order myself one.
Yeah, check it out.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Danielle. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.